and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about the virtues of humour for your child's mental health. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. So, Rebecca, what are the psychological effects of humour on kids?
So, Mark, I highly suggest prescribing humour if you are hanging out with your kids.
Tell a joke.
Yes, make your kids laugh because it is good for their mental health. And as a mum or dad, it's good for your mental health. In fact, for children, there are both emotional implications of humour in addition to intellectual implications for them.
Okay. Now, is there a link there with humour and intelligence?
Yes, in the sense that humour puts pleasure into words and thoughts and therefore curiosity. So it's really stimulating for the mind. And humour increases mental flexibility in the sense that the child is learning how to compose with something that is unexpected. And we might need reminding the world is full of chaos and uncertainty.
Yes, of course. But sarcasm, do kids get that?
So we could say that humor is good for the mental health of children and parents when it combines the pleasure and aggressive impulses that are native to us being human, but displaces them into a satisfied expression. So what I mean is that the transformation of feeling something aggressive or feeling something exciting is not being smushed or put against somebody else, but rather reorientated into a socially valid purpose that sparks curiosity and satisfaction and connection between people, which is on the kind of appetite for life side, not hurting someone else or repressing how you're actually feeling.
So, Rebecca, there you were talking about an impulse of aggression, in fact, in a humorous context. What actually do you mean by that?
Yeah, so what I mean is that we cannot like something or someone. It's not about denying your own aggressive feelings, dislike, dissatisfaction, but rather transforming them into something such as humor, which acknowledges the dissatisfaction, the dislike, the aggression, but turns it into something that can be more liberating and funny, either connecting you to another person or also acknowledging to yourself that very aspect that you don't like.
Okay, so are we looking at a child maybe who, as a child bullies, are they likely then to become something like a successful lawyer, rather than an adult who fights in a pub?
Right. So that's a way of looking at a positive transformation of a child who can use language, use aggression, use the capacity to defend and to fight in a way that serves them and hopefully serves society, rather than creating not only disconnect, but violence, such as through bullying transformed into adult brawling.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabernetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.